Cap and Company. Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. and ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
ESPN 1000 with PB Pat Boyle. I'm David Kaplan. 312-332-3776 is the phone number. Here's one little betting note for everybody. The Celtics are 2.5-point underdogs at the Lakers. In Brad Stevens' era, Boston is an underdog. At home, 31-37-2. That's just 46%. But on the road, 97-70-1. That's 58%. On the road, 97-70-1, 58%. And I believe that game's on the road. I've got to check. Boston and the Lakers tonight. Looking forward to that one. So I'll let you know. And by the way, Danny, you said the Philly Godfather tweeted out his ticket, and I read it wrong. He played the over.
He played the over. 52, he went
okay,
over.
So just so everyone knows, Philly Godfather already has a substantial play on the over in the Super Bowl at 52. He tweeted out his ticket last night. 312-332-3776. Adam Schefter joins us each and every Monday. He's kind enough to join us right now here on Cap and Company. Schefty, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. We were having this discussion. So, you know, ESPN today, get up and on First Take, they're running this thing on the bottom of the screen that says, is Patrick Mahomes the greatest quarterback of all time? And then it said, is Patrick Mahomes the MVP in all of sports? Like, there's no one in any sport that's better than him. And I said to Pat, okay, I know the Bears screwed up. They took Trubisky. I get it. This guy was sitting on the board at number 10, and there were teams. Jets didn't have Sam Darnold. Bills didn't have Josh Allen. And on, that if he was this amazing generational talent, as Matt Nagy told Andy Reid before they drafted him, how did 9 slots in the draft let him stay on the board?
You know, listen, I remember talking to front offices that week. I'll just go back to it. And having smart, educated people whose opinions I respect tell me that there's no doubt that Mitch Trubisky is the number one quarterback in this class. Now, again, that doesn't mean he's going to turn out to be the number one quarterback, but the projections, the rankings, the ratings, whatever it may be, were that he was the top quarterback prospect for whatever that's worth. Now, again, the Chiefs went and worked him out. I believe that the Chiefs would have taken him at number one overall. Now, we'll never know. But I believe that had they had the number one pick in that draft, that's how much they liked him. And they went to training camp that year, and I've had people in the organization tell me about this. And the coaches couldn't wait to go back to watch the film of the second and third stringers because they couldn't believe what this young rookie third string quarterback was doing with the football. And they felt right away that you could see the talent and the arm strength and the throws and everything like that, that it was undeniable. And so, again, everybody made their judgments. There are mistakes made in the draft every single year. And I think to say that Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of all time, maybe he will be. Maybe he will be. But he's not the greatest quarterback of all time today, not with a small body of work. What he's done is unbelievable, and he's as talented as any quarterback in the game today, and he has the chance to become maybe the greatest quarterback of all time. But you can't say that now. Like, that's just premature right now. And to say he's the MVP in all of sports, well, I guess with that, at least you can make an argument, because quarterback to me is the most important position. He's got his team in the Super Bowl. You know, baseball is a more individualized sport. Basketball, I still think, is more centered around guys where you could say that LeBron or Harden or Greek Freak or whoever it is might be the most valuable player in sports. I mean, you could make a case there that he is the most valuable player in sports. I understand that. But to say he's the greatest quarterback of all time, that to me is premature.
Adam, it's funny. You watch Kansas City. They've yet to play a clean game from start to finish. They spot the Texans a 24-point lead. They spotted Tennessee two 10-point leads early yesterday. And then, lo and behold, all said and done, a couple of blowouts. I mean, are you surprised even how they've gone about this?
The Chiefs you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I think with the explosive nature of their offense, that basically you have a situation where they're good enough to come back against any team. And they've done that in the postseason over and over here. And they've overcome double-digit leads. And I just think that goes to prove that there's no lead safe against them at any point in time. And so that's what you're seeing here from these Kansas City Chiefs, that if there's a team that's up double-digit points on them, they can come back and overcome that.
As you watch the Tennessee Titans this weekend, is that something that you think, I know they were 9-7, but that record's a bit skewed because they had Marcus Mariota in there for a handful of games before they turned the reins over to Ryan Tannehill. Is that thing sustainable? Do you think they'll pay him the $100 million contract and go, yeah, that's our guy, we're all in, or will they tag him and think, got to show me more yet, because I don't know if they can win as currently constituted.
Well, it's really interesting because you've got a case where Ryan Tannehill's contract's up, Derrick Henry's contract's up, and the Titans' policy is not to do contracts in season, but now that it's postseason, they've got an interesting decision to make on both. And if there's not a new collective bargaining agreement done by March, you can only tag one of the two players. Now, if there's a new CBA in place in the next 2 months, they'll get two tags. But if there's one tag, I think maybe what you'd want to do, maybe, is sign Tannehill in advance to a long-term deal and maybe tag Derrick Henry. Although, you know, it's hard to imagine, you know, guys that have 400 carry seasons like he has had, they don't usually bounce back and have great seasons after that. So it becomes an interesting test case with Derrick Henry here as to what to do with him. He's so valuable and such an important part of their team that it's hard not to imagine him being a part of it. But again, there have been no discussions contractually to make you think that he will be back.
Adam Schefter joins us for his weekly conversation on Cap and Company on ESPN 1000. Tom Brady said yesterday that he's open-minded about playing elsewhere next season. Adam, you were on this story from the get-go. I think back in September, you first spoke about it on Monday Night Football and on this very station. With the timing of Philip Rivers saying that, you know, he's going to Florida and the Chargers trying to get a fan base going in Los Angeles, could you see Brady as a viable option for the Chargers?
I think they'd have to take a look at it, right? I mean, that's a situation where, to me, you know, Philip Rivers has moved out of San Diego. And so he's moved. He's gone to Florida. And they're waiting to see what they do with the quarterback. Now, again, I think that you've got a case where Tyrod Taylor is on contract, and they don't like Tyrod Taylor. But they also are going to be playing in a new stadium, and that organization needs a little bit of marketing, a little bit of pizzazz, if you will. Tom Brady would certainly be a viable option for them if that is the route that they decide to pursue. So, again, he's open-minded. It'll be interesting to see how many teams are interested in him, what extent they're willing to go to pay him. Is he willing to go somewhere else like he is? But, I mean, okay, when push comes to shove, Robert Kraft steps in and says, okay, I'm going to give you a two-year deal worth, you make up the number, $50 million. Does he take the two-year $50 million from New England? Or is he going to take 2 years and, I don't know, $55 million from the Chargers or whatever team it is, right? Like, those are some of the scenarios. And do you want to move? And what does his family say and think? And where does his family want to be? Because I think that's important here, too. He's got children. He's got a wife. They're going to have their own interests and thoughts on this as well. So we'll see how that plays out here. But, I mean, that's going to be the biggest storyline of this offseason is what Tom Brady decides to do. The fact that he says he's open-minded to playing anywhere tells you that there's a lot of different ways that this still can go.
So if you were running the Chicago Bears, would you, as I said to Pat, I'd move heaven and earth because it would be so seismic what he would do for my organization, which hasn't had a good quarterback since Sid Luckman, that what's it going to take? Short of saying I've got to, you know, pay you $100 million a year, which is not going to happen, obviously. But if I could possibly make it work cap-wise, I would tell him, Tom, what's it going to take? I'll get the space. What do you want to do? Fly in here, sit down with Matt. Let's put the offensive plan together, and let's do it. There are other people that are saying to me, yeah, you're going to have to do too much, and no, keep what you've got, or go get somebody else and add a tight end and two offensive line. What would you do?
Well, you know, that's such a big decision, because if you go for him, you're basically saying, okay, we're going to take on Tom Brady for the next year or two, and we're going to move on from Mitchell Trubisky. And again, I think that with everything that they've invested in Trubisky, I don't think, and I know this is not going to be popular, I don't think that I would be ready to move on from that. I think that, you know, he's flashed at times, and he's shown enough good things to make me want to see more of that. You know, it'd be hard for me to do that right now if I were them, but I'm not them, and they get to make their own decision.
Shefty, appreciate all the knowledge, man. Love talking football with you, and I know next week we'll get a pick from you, but are you excited by this matchup?
I think it's a great matchup. I mean, it's about as good as you can get. These are the two best teams. They've been the two best teams. Mahomes, the 49ers run game, Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan. It should be a great matchup. It's a great game. Great game.
All right, feel better and have a good day.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. There you go. Adam Schefter facing a little bit of laryngitis there. You can tell he's been working like crazy, and he's just getting ready for free agency, Super Bowl, free agency, the draft, so he better get his rest. 312-332-3776. Over the course of the next 10 years, who's the one player you choose to be on your favorite team? Is it Patrick Mahomes on the Bears, Mike Trout for your Cubs or White Sox, Greek Freak for the Bulls? One player in sports you could put on your favorite team, who would it be? We'll discuss that on Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN 1000, next.
This is Cap and Company.
Weekdays, 9 to noon.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's Home for Sports.
Turn
on your mic there, Sparkles.
Works better. I knew you were going to get me with that one day. Welcome back on ESPN 1000. So, after what we saw on First Take and then Shefty gave his opinions on it, over the course of the next 10 years, who's the one player that you would want on your favorite team to be the best player you could possibly add? Would it be Patrick Mahomes as the Bears quarterback? Would it be Mike Trout on the Cubs or White Sox? Would it be Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Bulls? Maybe you want Luka Doncic. Maybe you're a soccer fan and you go, you know what? I want Lionel Messi. I watched the Manchester United game this weekend. They need a lot of help, man. Liverpool's at a different level. So maybe there's someone out there that we haven't even mentioned. Maybe it's Connor McDavid on the Blackhawks.
That's if I was going to pick somebody, it would be Connor McDavid.
Austin Matthews, is he in the discussion at all?
Not. I mean, Austin Matthews is a fantastic player, but I
Hawks rocked them on Saturday.
I would choose Panarin to the Blackhawks. Oh wait, sorry.
Right.
Good one, Danny. Look at you.
Nicely done,
guys. Danny. Having a hell of a year.
Yeah. What's his nickname?
Huh? The bread man.
Nice. Bread sandwiches. Bread sandwiches.
I call him Mr. Non-Keto.
The two decisions that are haunting the Hawks, because they're playing really good hockey.
They're best
really
of the season.
Good. Yes. Can you tell me, first of all, the NHL public relations just released, who was the best offensive player in the National Hockey League last week?
Well, I know Jonathan Toews finished third.
Bingo. Ding, 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 ding.
I think he finished third, though. He wasn't.
Hold on. I thought I read that right.
They do the number. They knew the three stars.
Jonathan Toews led all skaters with 3 goals, 6 assists, 9 points in 4 games played last week to help the Blackhawks win all 4 contests.
And he was what star, though?
Oh, he was the third star.
Okay,
I didn't
Sparkles.
Even see that.
Don't question me.
Didn't
sometimes.
Even see that. You're the hockey guy.
Stay in your lane.
You're the hockey guy.
Cap, you're having trouble reading. You're reading Philly Godfather's thing wrong. Someone let me know your stat
over,
about the
under.
Celtics does not apply because the Celtics are at home.
I said, whoa! I said, we've got to check if that game's home or away. There's the statistic. My stats were right on point. Back off there, Danny.
Okay, Cap.
So, Cap, who
jealous
would,
of this tattoo?
Who? Yeah, we're
I want
not.
Hearts on my body.
We're definitely not jealous.
Yeah, and by the way, all the people that are either texting me or tweeting me, yes, it's real. It's not
well,
fake.
Well, let me ask you a question if it's real. Like, to pull back the curtain, you show up to the morning meeting maybe 2 days a week in sleeveless shirts.
True.
With
no.
guns a-blazing.
Hold on. I come right from the gym.
Okay.
I took a shower after I worked out today because I got a little sweaty.
Oddly enough, you get a tattoo over the weekend, and you're wearing 25 layers so nobody can even remotely see the tattoo.
25. I've got a jean jacket and a hoodie on.
And
That's
six
it.
Shirts. I love the jean jacket. I love it.
Thank you.
It's a good look for you. But how come the day after you get the tattoo, it's not out so we can all see it and admire it, appreciate it?
Can we take photos with it? I would like a selfie with the tattoo.
Okay, tomorrow.
That would
tomorrow?
Be awesome.
Can we?
Sure.
All right, cool.
Did you call Dan Orlovsky to get his opinion of what you should put on your shoulder before
I
you?
I did.
Yeah? What did he say?
He would like the live life all in concept.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%.
And then our buddy Danny from Schaumburg, he tweeted me and said, why didn't you get BU or Love the Process? Because he's never heard you say live life all in. He's heard the other slogans many times, and he's heard you say all in. But the live life all in, he's never heard from you.
Yeah, I've always said that I try to live my life all in, but all in being the operative phrase. And the lady said to me, I would include the live life in there. So she did, and I liked it. So I did it.
Is this
who chose the font there for the live life?
Orlovsky.
She did. I mean, okay. She showed it all to right. me, and then I made the choice.
Okay.
Why?
Now, is this just opening the door for you in tattoos? Like, are you going to have a sleeve or
no?
A sleeve would be awesome.
No, that's not going to happen.
We're going to start like you're going to get sponsors on there. Apt.
Yeah.
First Midwest Bank.
Yeah. No.
When I can't sleep on a use these guns.
You're unbelievable.
Oh, you act like you wouldn't consider it for the right price. This is the guy that Mark Cuban asked you to change your name, and you considered it.
And I turned it down. I can't tell you that I won't get another one, but I'm not going to put any advertising on my body. No, that's not happening.
What would your next one be? A picture or more slogans?
Secretariat on my back. I don't know, Danny. I haven't thought about it.
I also think it's ironic. You, and I mean this with love, but you have the shortest attention span of any human being I've ever met, yet you've chose to put something on your body permanently.
Yeah.
And something that you let like someone ironic. Else pick out for you, too.
No.
Well, you said she came to you with the idea of adding to the all-in. Like, if the all-in, like, I see Danny's point. And if it was just the all-in, I would say, well, Cap says it all the time.
Right, and that's what I was going to get.
Well, the add-on from the tattoo artist, I think, is what's interesting because that's her.
No, because she said to me, I'm just letting you know that you may have people walk by and go, who's Allen? A-L-L-I-N. She goes, how are you going to differentiate that? I'll be like,
if she thinks that anybody spells their name A-L-L-I-N, immediately you get up and leave. It's like those commercials where the doctor comes in and he's like, well, I'm not feeling too confident today. How about you? That's when you say, you know what? Maybe this tattoo artist isn't for me.
And she was messing with you.
It sounds like Flo, the caller Flo that we get.
And so my wife saw the live life and she's like, honey, I like that way better. So Mindy had a large amount of influence on
it's me. Not on Mindy's body.
No, she
it's
got
on
a cool
yours.
One too. But yeah. So yeah, I like it. I'm glad I did it. Can't tell you I will or won't. I'm not opposed to it, but this from a guy who our oldest son got his leg pinned between a car and a fire hydrant several years ago.
Right, I remember that.
And they rushed him in an ambulance to the hospital. And I get called. I leave work. I come racing over to the hospital. And I had warned them, don't you ever get a tattoo. Don't you dare, when you go off to college, get a tattoo. And I walked in the emergency room, and they're cutting his pants off and his shirt. It's bleeding. And first thing I see, he's got a tattoo on his rib cage. And instead of going, "How you feeling?" I go, "What the F, Nick? A tattoo?" My wife's like, "We got other things to deal with right now." That is how I've evolved. You can call it flipping, whatever. I've evolved to the point where I got one, and I think it's cool.
Hey, let's go to the phone lines. Why don't you go to line five?
Let's go to line five. Is that Mark in Crystal Lake?
He asks a great question.
Hey, Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, am I talking to Alan right now?
Yeah, this is Alan.
Hey, someone who lives life all in doesn't stop at one tattoo. They go all in and get full sleeve sparkles.
Yeah, that's not happening.
You got plenty of real estate above your forehead.
So you're not really all in. You're partially in.
Partially in. I might get some stars, like a little sparkles. Little sparkles on there.
But why didn't you just put live all in? Like, obviously, if you're living, you're living life.
Yeah, I like live life. I like it.
Like a year ago, you would have put Trubisky on your shoulder or Ryan Pace. Now you'd be like, hey, do you guys know a good tattoo removal?
Yeah.
At least with this phrase, Alan, that you'll be able to hold on to it for the foreseeable future.
Who chose the heart, you or the tattoo lady?
I did.
He wanted color.
Like she said, yeah, I think it's good the way it is. I said, no, I want the heart. And she said, all right, we'll do a drawing of a heart. I go, no, I want you to color it in red. And she's like, nah, I don't know if you should do that. I'm like, I'm doing it. It's my tattoo. It's what I want. And I got done. She's like, I got to be honest. That was a great call. A little splash of color, a little pop of color.
That comes from your painting days.
That's it.
With Billy Tokyo.
Yeah, it's funny. 2 weeks ago, I went in to paint in my office.
Oh, really?
Back
to that again.
Huh? I went in, and all of a sudden, and none of my painting stuff was there. None of it. I'm like, whoa, Mindy. I had a drop cloth there. I had my painting kit. I had the little board. She's like, you haven't painted in 6 months, so that stuff all got put away. She told me where it is. So
there you go.
Didn't get the paint. Anyway, 312-332-3776. So who would you take if you could take one athlete today and drop them onto your favorite team in any sport?
So my answer to Danny's and Chris's question would be Patrick Mahomes. Because to me, he's indefensible. He can sit back there with the right offensive line and receivers eventually get open. Now, he's got some great receivers to throw to. There's no question about it. But I just find this guy, I think with the Bears defense, and it looks like, you know, they're on the trajectory of being a formidable force for a good period of time. To me, if you surrounded him on the Bears with decent pieces offensively and with Matt Nagy, with Matt Nagy's propensity to not want to run the football, which Mahomes, I think, fits because he gives you that running element. I think it would be a perfect marriage. I think there's a bunch of teams in this league. I think there's every team in this league would trade spots and take Mahomes.
Yeah, I just wonder if you dropped Patrick Mahomes on the 2019 Chicago Bears, how many more games do they win?
Oh, I mean, they for sure go to the playoffs.
They do?
Yeah. Yeah.
With no tight end, lousy offensive line.
Yeah, they go to the playoffs.
You know why?
100%.
You don't lose to the Chargers. That Chargers game, you probably win, right?
Probably.
Okay.
So that gets you to 9-7.
Okay, and now we could probably cherry pick some other loss on the schedule and say, well, you know, oh, here you go.
The Raiders game, you don't lose that game.
The Eagles game, they did zero in the first half.
Right.
They played a little bit better in the second half, still lost the ball game. But in the first half, what, they had 9 total yards of offense against the Eagles?
We didn't score a touchdown in the first half in, what, 10 of 16 games?
Yeah, that wouldn't happen with him.
Of course not.
I'm just saying, he doesn't have, he comes in here and
I understand, he doesn't have Tyreek Hill, and he doesn't have
Travis Kelce,
and he doesn't have Watkins.
Line. Or that offensive line.
He's got Allen Robinson.
Yeah. He'd be running for his life, too. Guys, block somebody. Right. I mean, I'm just saying.
He does seem like he would be the offensive coordinator's best friend as far as the deodorant that could could mask any flaws that you have in your makeup.
I've always subscribed to the philosophy in basketball. Pat could go out and set the best screens. He could play great defense. And if we don't shoot the ball, all that stuff goes by the boards. No one knows. But you could actually be a lousy defender, a lousy rebounder, a bad passer. You bang a bunch of shots, and it's the salve that fixes everything. Wow. See all those points they scored?
Yeah. Why are you talking about LaVine like that?
Yeah,
exactly. Is it salve or is it solve?
Salve.
Sure.
Yes.
I think it's solve. Salve. There's an L in there.
The L is silent. Thank you, Danny.
Like the G is in lasagna?
Let's go back to the phones. 312.
Whoa. How about some discipline?
Oh, radio discipline. Got to take a fast time out. Thank you. We'll come right back. This is Chicago's Home for Sports.
It's Cap and Co. Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. and ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, rolling on, 11:34 in Chicago. Don't forget Carmen and Yurko at noon, Waddle and Sylvie at 2, and then Jay Hood tonight, 312-332-3776.
Hey, shout out to John No H on Twitter. We were talking about your new tattoo. Mm-hmm. He tweets, next summer the Catman will be pulling into the parking garage on a Harley. Just make sure you get the saddlebags so you have some place to keep your celery and avocados.
Wow.
You know that's your next step.
What?
Motorcycle.
No shot. Ever. Oh, never.
Yeah. Yeah,
never.
You said that about tats. You were yelling at your son a few years ago.
I'll never have a motorcycle. That's one thing I have no interest in.
What do you guys think?
I think you're going to probably have a motorcycle.
No shot.
Pretty sure of it.
I'm almost positive.
If Mindy and the tattoo lady say you're getting a motorcycle, yeah, you're getting a motorcycle.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's a no shot. I have zero interest.
This is David Kaplan for Deerfield Harley.
Yeah, I have no interest in it because it's never been something I've wanted.
Would you get it with the handlebars high? Because that always looks uncomfortable to drive around like that. Or would you get the one with the windshield? I feel like you'd get the Harley with the windshield.
You don't want to get bugs
in your teeth.
You guys are idiots.
You go on TV. You don't have to worry about your hair getting messed up in the wind.
And like you could just buzz it. You go head over to cryo instead of taking your underrated walk.
I could buzz what?
You could just jump on your motorcycle and head over and do your cryo.
Think about it. On a warm summer day, you go from the East Bank here for the show, here to cryo on the bike, cryo to the East Bank for your second workout of the day, East Bank to NBC Sportsnet Chicago for TV.
I mean, this is the same guy that used to have the Corvette summer days with the top down.
Yeah,
so everyone could see you on the Edens. Yeah. Now you can just ride your Harley down.
Yeah, not happening.
Okay.
Zero chance.
Guys, it's absolutely going to happen.
100%.
100%.
If there was a bookie that would take this bet, I'd make it now.
That is no question.
Yeah, that's a no shot.
Get a little sidecar. Brett would love the sidecar.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He would.
Yeah. My ex-wife would love that. 312-332-3776.
Don't ask permission. Ask forgiveness.
Sam in Lincoln Park. Hey, Sam, what's up, man?
Hey, what up, guys? Love the show. You guys are really killing it this morning.
Thanks.
First off, unrelated, I will offer the studio free motorcycle lessons in the parking lot. You don't have to own it, and it's not a Harley. Got a Honda. So yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You got my number.
What's on your mind?
I do consulting. Mm-hmm. And in consulting, there's a lot of precedent for, like, you hire a CEO who's on their way out, like nearing retirement, mm-hmm. and you keep them on. They end up getting a spot on the board or maybe some equity or, you know, the equivalent of like a coaching or a managerial position, but for a company. And my answer to your tenure question, I never thought about this, but is Tom Brady 100% just because I would want his mind around the Chicago Bears for 10 years. And I'm wondering, is there precedent in the NFL or sports? I mean, I know other sports, baseball does this, but to have someone give him like a 2-year contract and then he moves into some special advisor position or like sort of a John Elway type. Obviously, Elway's the owner, but Brady's got lots of money and would probably be maybe interested in buying into some sort of ownership or whatever. Do you think that's possible? What would that look like? And is there precedent?
Boy, I mean, you're talking about a guy. Appreciate your call, Sam. Have a great day, man. Look, you're talking about this is going to be a probably 2-year stop, I would think, for him. 2 years.
Right.
Play till he's 45.
Correct.
And then go, all right, I won another one and I did it in another town and proved that and I'm done. And I set the record so far away that no one's ever going to catch me in my lifetime. I just don't see him getting that involved into another franchise, like taking ownership in the Bears or the Chargers. I just don't see that.
I see him doing several different things. I think he's going to be building his TB12 brand. I think he's really looking at this next chapter as a launching point for his post NFL career.
Yeah, I wonder what that is. I would love to know.
Well, I think it's a lifestyle thing. I think the way he handles nutrition, the way he goes about training, I think he's looking to build his brand. I think the West Coast would make sense. I think it's more in line with the lifestyle changes that he has made. He was born and raised on the West Coast. I do think there's something.
Northern California.
Yeah,
right?
Northern San Francisco 49er fan as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, the Chargers, you're in a market where it's not easy to entice fans to come to your arena or to your stadium. But Tom Brady, he transcends sports. He's also entertainment. His wife is a supermodel. He's the one guy that everybody, football fan or not, knows exactly who he is. If I'm the LA Chargers and I'm trying to inject
life,
excitement and life
adrenaline
into a fan base that is normally apathetic in Los Angeles and that's got a being pulled in a million different directions, who better than Tom Brady to be that guy? And I could look at the $35 million a year of investment as
marketing dollars.
Marketing. Yeah, look at it more like I'm trying to put butts in seats. You know, Joe Blow quarterback is not going to do it. Tom Brady is.
Yeah, that's my point for the Bears. I know they sell every ticket, all of that. It would be such a seismic event for that franchise. Like, oh my God. Like,
nobody's
you know,
debating that. But the Bears don't need a marketing gimmick.
No,
they need a good freaking quarterback.
But how many times do we take calls? They got to sell the team. You need new owners. Like, does this completely shift the narrative if they go out and pay $70 million for Tom Brady? Or no?
It shifts the narrative that they finally have a franchise quarterback, but the question then would be, how much does he have left?
Right.
Are you getting the GOAT when the GOAT should be put to pasture?
I'm about to say that.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what it would. And again, best case scenario, he gives you two decent years. I think you got to look at what he's done. Is your roster better than what the New England Patriots had last year? Defensively, they're probably about on the same level, right? Two top 10 defenses, two mm-hmm. top 7 defenses. Offensively, I don't know. I mean,
there's not a lot of difference aside from the quarterback between the two teams.
Okay. Well,
they don't have a ton of weapons, nor do the Bears.
All right. So they had a much better coaching staff with basically a similar roster and the GOAT on it, and look where they got to.
Correct.
And I'm not saying every year is applicable to the next, because we saw that here in Chicago.
Good point. Valid.
But
valid
I think if you're really trying to analyze what he has left in the tank, you look and you scrutinize the last couple of years and say, that's probably what you're going to get. Best case scenario. And if it wasn't good enough for Belichick and the Patriots, I mean, it was last year.
But they did win the Super Bowl a year ago.
Yeah.
So, all right. We got to take a fast time out. Don't forget Carmen and Yurko at noon, Waddle and Sylvie at 2, and Jay Hood tonight. So we hope you will always keep it locked on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. And follow our show at Cap and Co, Cap and Co on Instagram. My personal page is The Cap Man. You have a personal Instagram page?
Yep. Boyle NBCS.
Boyle NBCS.
No tat. No tat.
No tat yet for Pat. 312-332-3776.
Just got to jump on Yelp here and ask somebody to give me an idea.
The tattoo lady called. She'd like you to get Live Life Hockey.
With a butterfly.
No, Let's Do Hockey.
As they well, say, no, she didn't like that. Let's Do Hockey. He went in with Let's Do Hockey. She didn't like it. She changed it.
Danny, you're something else, man.
I love that he starts this whole thing. We made this decision at breakfast to get a tattoo, and then every tattoo parlor was booked, so he jumps on Yelp. And Saturday at 12 o'clock, the one person is open. Yep, I'm going to you. And oh, by the way, you're going to tell me what I'm going to put on my
show. That's my favorite part is like, that he trusted her advice.
And that shows how out of touch you guys are. You have exactly zero ink on either of you. And you guys have no idea about the process. You sound so uninformed. That's just not how it works. She's a designer. So that's what the designer does. She brings you different ideas. She brought a font. I went, I don't like that font. And then she brought another one. And then she finally makes it into a sticker. And they put it on your arm. And then you look at it. You go, yeah, let's do it. And then, boom.
I just have heard you say all in 1,000 times over the last 365 days. I never heard the live life part. That's all I'm saying.
We got to take a timeout. We'll come right back and continue this nonsense next.
This is Cap and Company. Follow on Twitter at The Cap Man.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
.49 in Chicago with Pat Boyle, Danny Zetterman, Chris Black. I'm David Kaplan. So my friend Dino at Dino Sports Fan Shop in the Glen.
I love Dino.
Who is a great advertiser here.
Yes, he is.
You need to take little Patrick in there.
I do. It's right around the corner from where we
live. Great store. He said, hey, I want Boyle's thoughts on this. What were the few things you wish the Hawks could have back? You guys did not finish that thought. He said, Panarin trade, Nylander trade, Bufflin, Philip Deneau, Teravainen. He said, we can be like the Yankees. We can't be fooled. We need to trade Crawford, Leonard, and Keith all right now, and Saad, and then re-sign Leonard, just like Chapman did with the Yankees, and we could compete for the Cup next year. What does Pat think?
Well, I definitely regret the Panarin trade. I understood the thought process at the time, but they let go, you know, a top 10 scorer in this league perennially, and one of the best compliments to Patrick Kane in his career. So I would love to have that one back. I know everybody points to the Nick Jalmerson one, and I get that. But I also realize that Nick is towards the end of his career. The Philip Deneau, I think that would be one that I would like to take back. That was the when they went and got Dale Weiss and Fleischman a couple of years ago for the
Tomas Fleischman.
Yeah, yep. And you know, Deneau is a great player. Yeah, so I mean, there's certainly ones that you'd like to take back. Dustin Bufflin would probably be one, even though this has kind of been a weird season for him. He is currently suspended with Winnipeg. He would have been the player of the three Cup teams that I really think if you would have held on to him after 2010, he would have solidified the back end. He would have kept your power play in a top 10 role because he would quarterback that. And, you know, at this point, maybe you'd have to have moved on from him. But I think I've asked Joel Quenneville that question. If there was one player from all the teams that they had to let go because of salary cap reasons, I think while he was upset about Jalmerson, upset about losing Panarin, all these different, I think Dustin Bufflin would have been the one that he would have liked to have held on to.
Well, he was a monster, that guy. When he had his best success in Winnipeg, was it as a defenseman? Didn't they move him
around?
Yeah,
as a defense. Yeah. Now, when in 2010,
he was a forward.
One of the biggest moves that Joel made was making him a forward in that Vancouver series.
Right. And he was taking in front of the net.
In front of Roberto Luongo.
Yeah, no question. 3-1-2.
That's why they called him Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That was the headline in Vancouver.
Nice. 3-1-2-3-3-2-3-7-7-6. Andy downtown. Andrew, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, Cap, what's up? Question for you. Did you get the, and a comment, did you get the tattoo on your bicep?
I got it on, like, the cap of the shoulder, right up here.
The cap of the shoulder.
That's what they call it, the shoulder cap.
Yeah. Cool. And you had a question before about 10 years. I would take Mike Trout and put him on the White Sox with the team they're building.
That'd be amazing.
I think you'd get two or three World Series.
I don't know if they have enough pitching to say that, but you certainly, holy smokes, put him in center field, Luis Robert in right, and Jimenez is over there in left, and all of a sudden you've got two-plus defenders. You got insane ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, and then, hello?
Yep.
It would allow you to move a couple guys to get a stud pitcher.
No question about it. No question. Hey, man, have a great day.
You too, bro.
Have a good week.
Peace.
See you, bro. 312-332-3776. Elmhurst Steve, what's up, man?
Yeah, good morning. I was just wanted to call in to see if the rumor is true. Is it true that down by the cash and prizes, Mindy had shot, no shot tattooed?
Wow. Wow. See you, Steve. Wow. I don't even know how to respond. 312-332.
It wasn't take that.
377.
It wasn't take that.
Yeah. Or just try by laughing. It was funny.
Could have had. Yeah, take that would have been good.
Really.
Let's go to John in Rolling Meadows. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Big 49er fan, guys. My parents live out there. I've seen more 49er games than Bear games. This is the most well-rounded 49ers team I've seen. They have power on both sides of the ball. They've got receivers. They've probably got the best tight end in the game, bar none. If Kansas City gets behind this ball club, there's no way. With especially the way Bosa's playing right now, there's no way that they – don't get me wrong. I love the young quarterback with the Chiefs. But he has never – I don't think he has seen a defense that's as quick off the ball as the 49ers.
Yeah.
You can watch him on tape. You can watch him on TV. But until you've seen him in person, wow, they're quick.
Hey, man, have a good day and a good week. Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. 312-332-3776. Carmen Yurk are warming up to being here in a moment for Crosstalk.
You see a lot of people making a big deal about Rob Lowe wearing the NFL helmet hat yesterday.
Yeah, with the shield on it.
Look, he was there to promote his Fox show that was on
NFC
title
game. Neither one of these teams is my favorite team.
And think about it from here. He's trying to get ratings. Why would he try to alienate half of the audience or a portion of that audience?
Great way to put it.
Right? So you're gonna be Switzerland. You're gonna rock the NFL shield because you're trying to get everybody that's watching and consuming that game to watch your premier broadcast of your show.
Yeah, I never even thought of it that way. Something else popped in my head earlier during the show, and I didn't have time to bring it up. I'm bringing it up to you right now. So Jesse came on, correct me if I'm wrong, and said he's hearing that on Friday, they said it'll be two more weeks till they have a decision on the Bryant grievance. So we'll be into February. And pitchers and catchers are basically going to report. Do you think that the arbiter is sitting in his office, his home, wherever he does his work, and he's going through 200 and some pages of the briefs, and he looks and goes, okay, this kid got completely screwed. But the rule is the rule. So you know how I'm going to penalize the Cubs? I'm going to drag this out so they can't make any moves.
No, I don't think that's happening. No, I don't think that would be, you know, ethical by the arbitrator. The arbitrator is not a fan. They're doing a job. They're looking at it from a legal standpoint. I don't know if you read into it that the longer it goes, the better shot you give KB winning this. No, I just think this is...
How do you think it'll end up getting settled?
I think it'll be in favor of the Cubs, and they'll have 2 years of control.
And will he be in the lineup opening day, or will he be in another lineup?
I think they're going to work really hard to move him.
Wow, crazy where we're at. All right, we got to take a fast timeout, and then Carmen and Yurko are coming in for Crosstalk. We are back in 2 minutes. Don't forget, the Waddle and Sylvie Show starts at 2 with their Crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko. But we are back in 2 minutes here on ESPN 1000.